Cagle come up here and bring forth the word all the way from Maiden, North Carolina. Thank you, Jesus. And we're recording live, right? All right. Praise the Lord. There you go.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
It's wonderful to be here among all these. Such a sweet spirit here. I attended Life Christian University, loved it, graduated. It was great. So the word is wonderful. The word is sweet. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all these wonderful people here today. Thank you, Lord, that you will be lifted up today. And we just praise you and worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to start out with, let me put on my glasses. And I would like to sing one more praise to him. Mm-hmm. If you want to close your eyes, you can, or whatever. Almighty God, you are so good. Almighty God, you are so good. You sent your Son to Calvary. You sent your word to set me free. I praise your name, your holy name. You are my God, you're always the same. You'll never change, you never will. And if I stumble, you love me still. Almighty God, you are so good. You are so good, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, it's Mother's Day, and I just, mothers, be blessed in the name of Jesus. We love our mothers. And we honor our mothers, and honor means to value and to lift up. I can remember when I was a mother going through some hard times, and my middle son, he was about 10, and the Lord just used him to so encourage me. He said, Mommy, I'm going to call you Pretty Peggy Pure Heart. You're Pretty Peggy Pure Heart. I mean, out of the mouth of a babe, you know, came lifting up and encouragement. So that was so sweet. All right, let's see. Our first mother was Eve. And let me see, in Genesis 3. Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. The mother of all living. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go on down to the time of Moses in Exodus 34. Let's see, 27 and 28. And the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for according to the tenure of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. Neither he ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And of course, the Ten Commandment that we're going to talk about today is honor your mother and father, that your days may be long. It comes with a promise that your days may be long on this earth. And we honor our mothers today. So that is the fifth commandment. Let's see, it's found in Ephesians. Ephesians 6, I think, there. All right. I'm going to read from Matthew 15, 4. For God commanded us, saying, it wasn't a suggestion, it was a command, that we honor our father and mother. So that's good. All right. And we'll go to Ephesians. You know, he always has several scriptures in the Bible that are relating to the same thing. You know, he doesn't just say the things once. They are repeated. Ephesians 6, 13. Let's see. Let me get over there. Wait a minute. I think that might be the wrong one. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Yes, I got ahead of myself. Children, we are his children. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. So, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go to Matthew 15. I think we may, well, I don't think we read that a while ago, but see, here he's saying it again. Things are said usually two times at least in the Bible. For God commanded, not just suggested, he commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. So that's what we are doing today. Some of those mothers in the Bible, I want to go over some of those. In 2 Timothy, that got mentioned in the Bible. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. 2 Timothy, Paul was talking to Timothy, and they were talking about the mothers of faith. All right, let's see here. When I call to remembrance, this is Timothy talking, Paul talking to Timothy, I believe it is. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded is in you also, Timothy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And like I said, honor means to value and to respect. We honor our mother. We value her. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you a little bit about my family. I had three boys, one girl. One of my boys is in heaven. He went to heaven age 35. And I can tell you the Lord was there with me. He gave me so much grace. It was there for weeks. Weeks. The grace was there. So I know he's in heaven. I will see him again. My daughter is here today, Angela, the one daughter. I had one precious daughter. Stand up, Angela. She's very precious. But like I said, little Mitchell, when he was 10, Mommy, I'm just going to call you Pretty Peggy Pure Heart. In the mouth of a child. He said, I'm just going to call you just Pretty Peggy Pure Heart. Pretty Peggy Pure Heart. I thought that was just so precious. All right. And my mom raised six of us. Mom had to work some in life, so I'd have to keep the youngest ones till she got home. But she always came home and cooked a wonderful meal and took good care of us. She always had great meals prepared. She saw to it that we were in church on Sundays. We always had our pretty little Easter dresses at Easter and, you know, all those good things. All right. Let's see. We mothers have to multitask, do several things, going at one time. You know, we have to go to soccer or ball practice, and while the crock pot's on with the stew beef in there or whatever, and just we're the caretakers. We love it. We love it. A mother's love. A mother's love for our children. Hallelujah. Let's see. Ephesians 6. I don't think I did. I read 2nd. Yes, I read 2nd Timothy. And let's see, I don't want to leave anything out. Oh, like I said, the Lord told me when I didn't know that he could talk to you. I didn't tell anybody because I thought that, well, you're crazy. He doesn't talk. But he told me, I heard it. You're a fine lady. And someday you'll be a teacher. He told me that. I heard it. So praise the Lord. Went to Life, like I said, Life Christian University, ordained by Dr. Doug Wingett, the president of the school, the founder of the school. I didn't graduate with the group that year, but right before they went in there, He told me and Harold to come in a room, and he ordained me in a private setting. He ordained me. So, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord will have his way. Glory to God. So we do give him all the praise. And like I said, motherhood is a wonderful thing. You don't even forget about, I mean, you don't remember, think about any pains that you might have gone through. The Lord gives you that strength to bear those children. And it's just wonderful when they bring that baby into you. Say, here's your baby. Here's your baby. And we love our children. We love our children. So, anyway, let's see. Like I said, mother raised six of us. I had two sisters and three brothers. Hallelujah. So I think that's about it for what I wanted to say. And I went over the song, didn't I? Yeah, that I wrote. Okay. God bless you. Yes. Okay. All right. The Lord has given me several songs. I do love to sing and have been on various praise teams before. Almighty God, you are so good. Almighty God, you are so good. You sent your son to die for me. You sent your son to Calvary. He is the truth. He is the way. And from that path, I'll never stray. Almighty God, you are so good. Almighty God, you are so good.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
You sure that's all you want to say now? Okay. All right. I'm still down here. This mic, you can have this mic anytime. Well, I want to thank Peggy and Harold for being obedient to the Lord, because we offered her this opportunity, and they were actually, she was talking to me a couple weeks ago, and just, she was sharing that testimony of how that God blessed them by President, you know, Doug Wingate. He's a president of Life Christian University, and, you know, when you're led by God and by His Spirit, you just don't do things just because you do them. You do things because God says do it, and, you know, it's called divine connections in our life, and before Christ, you know, I honored my mother with out of respect, but not out of godly honor. See, because God doesn't require, before we get born again, he doesn't expect us to do these things. That's why he gave us the law, because he knew we couldn't do it. And thank God, see, that was his mercy. He gave us the law to say, this is what you got to do. And you're like, well, Lord, I can't do that. He goes, I know. But the law was there for a purpose, to drive us to grace, to drive us to Jesus. Yeah. And thank God for God giving us godly mothers to, and I was thinking about Timothy. I need to go there because that's where you ended up in Timothy. Paul wasn't married. Paul didn't have children, but he had a mother, amen? And that mother, Paul's mother, taught him something. Because, see, Paul was schooled in the Word of God. He was taught under Gamaliel. He knew the law. He knew it like the back of his hand, talking about the Apostle Paul. But there was something else that was working. He just didn't know it yet. It was the love of God, the grace of God. And being around my wife, she's the mother of four. She got born again first. She heard God's voice, Peggy, that we never heard. We go to church, we hear the preacher's voice, mama's voice, daddy's voice. But there come a time in her life, and she's going to have to tell this story maybe next year. She do Mother's Day. She can tell her story, because I always tell her story of how God supernaturally. You want to tell it, Sherry? You're here this morning. You want to tell it? Well, you know, you got to come. You can't sit down and say, well, you got to come here and get the microphone. We got to come on. Oh, here we go. All right. Maybe there's two mothers this year. Uh-oh. I'm not going to regret this, am I? Okay. Whew, thank you, Jesus. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I don't, on my heart, I don't feel about telling that story.
That's
right,
okay.
Now. But I just want to say how grateful I am to God that He's with me. He is a big God. Mm-hmm. And for the past 4 or 5 months, you know, I've had going through a lot of things that God had to be with me in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had to get up and tell myself every day that my God is bigger than anything. And I had to tell myself my God is stronger than anything. And my God loves me more than anything. I just have to keep these things that come up against us, we have to keep them in perspective. Mm-hmm. We have to put them underneath our feet. We have to submit ourselves to God, the Almighty God, the one that loves us, the one that has saved us, the one that has made us His children. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just, you know, that has gotten me through a lot of challenges. And you read Timothy, mm-hmm. you know, the faith that was in Timothy was in his mother and his grandmother. You know, as a mother, we're raising children. We don't always see the results of the work that we do. Mm-hmm. But it's a mother's heart, or at least it's my heart, that my children love the Lord. Amen. And that they have a relationship with Him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, going through a lot of things that we've been through, you know, health-wise, I know while I was working, I had, you know, a back. You know, I'd done something with my back. I still don't know today what actually happened, but there was a week there that it was really painful. And I know the Lord's my healer, mm-hmm. okay? He is my healer. He's already healed me before I even had the back trouble. You know, that's trouble that came my way. But before the trouble came, before the back pain came mm-hmm. or whatever happened to my back, before it got to me, the Lord had already delivered me from it. Mm-hmm. You know, I just had to keep everything in perspective. And, you know, some days were better than others. And the pain sometimes would get to where, you know, I just wanted to say, okay, I give up. I got to go do something else than walk in faith. But I kept telling myself, I am healed. I kept speaking to my back. And I kept saying, healed people go to work. Healed people drive themselves. You know, I did have Robert wash my hair. I'd have been better, I think, to go through the pain. He kept saying, you ain't got it. They got so much soap. You got to hair. He complained the whole time. But I couldn't get my arms up there to wash my hair. But anyway, that was an experience. But I appreciate that he did that for me, because I asked him, I said, can you please, like, wash my hair? I can't, you know. But, you know, one day I remember specifically, I'm in the car, and I don't know where I'm driving, rolling somewhere. And, you know, I just was thanking the Lord that, you know, Lord, I'm healed. I know that. I know you're right here. You're right here with me. And I know your Holy Spirit. You can just, you know, I'm just thinking in my mind, you can just pop my back into place. Whatever's wrong, fix it. And so out of my mouth, I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you have my permission to pop my back in place right now in Jesus' name. And Rowan, he reached over and he was getting ready to grab the steering wheel. He said, no, Mama, no, you're driving. Don't do that. But, you know, that's faith. He didn't look at me and say, oh, do you really think he's going to do that? You know, God ain't going to fix your back, Mama. No. He was so in faith that he thought that if God popped my back right then, he needed to help me keep the car on the road, you know? And, you know, that took my mind when he said that. If the pain was there, I didn't think about it. I thought, well, Lord, that's faith speaking. Look at that. He reached out immediately. It was in him. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Robert and I myself, you know, we walk in faith and we put that faith in them. And it comes out whenever it needs to. Mm-hmm. So remember that. The faith that you have is in your children. And it will come out when the time needs to for it to come out. I know many of you know we went to the hospital for Robert. Mm-hmm. And we were there. And I was telling the kids, you know, where we were at. Felt like I need to let them know. And, of course, Dallas, he doesn't come around much to talk to us in person, but he immediately texted me. We was texting for a whole hour. He talked more on that than I've seen, you know, talked to him in a whole week, but he was texting. At first, he was, like, getting on me about, you know, making sure Dad eats right and all this stuff. And I said, well, you know, I've been working. I don't know what he eats when I'm, and he's driving. I can't control what he eats, and I know you're right, Dallas. We all need to do things better. And then all of a sudden, he finally sent a text. He said, cancer and diabetes right now in the name of Jesus is ended because Jesus took cancer and diabetes. And I texted him back, and I said, thank you, Dallas. That's what I wanted to hear. I needed that extra encouragement, but faith came from him. Mm-hmm. How did it get there? Through Mom and through Dad. Mm-hmm. And just sharing God's love with the kids. Mm-hmm. Teaching them God's word. Teaching them how to walk by faith. Mm-hmm. What is faith? And even living it day by day. You know, I just thank the Lord that it goes beyond me. And it goes beyond Robert, mm-hmm. you know, and him being the minister, you know, he teaches us faith here at the church, you know, to live by faith. That's what we're supposed to do. And I just want to thank God, and I wanted to share with you guys how much he's helped me these past 4 months to get through multiple challenges. That's just a couple that I've, you know, brought out. But I truly love the Lord. I thank him. For mothers, myself, I thank him that I'm a mother. I thank him for my mother and what mothers mean. Mm-hmm. It's a very special part of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. See, God has this thing all worked out. That needed to be said. Those things need to be said today. You need to hear that. Faith needs to be heard. Yes. Amen. And a lot of times when you don't think people are hearing you, keep speaking, will you? Keep speaking. Keep planting. Keep sowing, because if the seed gets in the ground, if it's received in the ground and it's watered, it will come up. Yes. It will come up and it'll bring forth fruit. Amen. So don't never think that what you're saying, if you're saying what God said, is working. Amen. Now, there'll be some hard ground out there. That seed won't even, it'll just bounce. But if it lays there long enough and some water comes along, in other words, if the ground gets softened, keep putting some seeds there. Because, man, once the ground, if that thing can get tillered up, and you kept putting seeds there. Not only is there one seed you gave up, no, you keep putting seed, keep putting seed. And when the ground opens up, there's seeds going in. That means they're, Cotman family come back alive here. Got to run this race. But there's seeds, and in those seeds is the life transformation power. It's called grace, God's part. What he did. See, he set it all up in the beginning the way it's supposed to work. So if it ain't working his way, don't give up on his promise. Amen. On his seed, because if his seed gets in there, it can change a life, transform a life. Don't give up until, as long as we got breath in our bodies, as long as somebody you've been praying for, they got breath, there's hope.
Amen.
Amen. And just don't give up on that. And I did want to thank Cindy, all this arrangement right here. Cindy, you put this together. She brought this by the church Saturday. I was out here mowing, and she made a special trip because, you know, sometimes, you know, you do things a little different. I'd give out flowers for Mother's Day, but there was another suggestion came up, and I liked it. Amen. I didn't have to make this decision. I didn't have to do anything. Somebody else had something in their heart, and she brought this beautiful arrangement. This is to recognize all mothers right here today. I couldn't do this. You wouldn't want me putting flowers up here and putting them in place. It wouldn't look that pretty. Amen. But that's why God needs you doing your part. So I just wanted to, I think Sherry's got another story she's still got to tell. That was a beautiful story, but there's still another story that she has to tell that I've been telling. I know I've been leaving out some things. So that'll be another sermon for another day, right? And help me remind myself next year, and it went just the way it's supposed to this year, but Reed kind of talked about, Pastor Reed back there in the back, he mentioned that we need to maybe flop it around next year. In other words, let the men minister on Mother's Day, and then on Father's Day, we'll have one of the mothers minister. So we'll kind of just throw a little thing in the mix there. Mix it up a little bit. Amen. See? Don't get stuck in tradition. We always do it this way. No, we're going, no. I want to hear what you guys want, what the Lord's saying. The Lord speaks through the body. And I want to thank Lisa Chillamy. She's one of our children's ministry. Lisa, you stand up. I know everybody here knows you as the visitor. They don't know you. But Lisa, she's dedicated. She is faithful. And Friday night, movie night. We had children here. They were just above probably 30 years old. See, because we're all God's children, right? So she hasn't gave up. You know, she puts the signs out there in the yard, and I've always encouraged her, just like I encourage you, whatever God puts in your heart. If they don't show up, you show up, okay? If God's called you to do something, you be faithful, you show up, and he'll send the people, the right ones that need to be there. But we did the movie night, and it was a good movie. I need to watch it again because I was kind of in and out doing things. I wanted to make sure we had some maybe little knickknacks. I didn't know how many people might show up because we were going from movie night to the Ames launch, Ames Missions through Life Christian University. I'm the director there this year, and we had a pilot course through Ames about the missions, and they did a mission launch where they're launching for 3,500. Ames is looking to reach 3,500 people groups within 5 years, and that could be potentially billions of people that have never heard the gospel, that don't know about Jesus. And they were going for the big launch, you know, so we've been putting this out there, and we had the TV ready because they're going to do live streaming from Colorado Springs. And it was counting down. We were ready, and we had some food, and we had some popcorn, and we got the TV on, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and nothing happened. We didn't see nothing on the screen. I'm like, so we just had, you know, we had 8 people, but there was other churches that had hundreds of people that had been waiting for this. But thank God for technology. Somebody there in Colorado brought off their iPad, and they did a Facebook Live. So we caught the feed from there, and we had technology. I was calling Dr. Bill Bailey. He's over our internet here, and he's our guru computer. So we didn't give up. You know, I was thinking about, well, we'll just put the movie back in. We hadn't finished it yet, but no, don't give up. Because God, see, that was the devil. He works and he's a principality and power of the air. I don't know what happened, but it just didn't work. But they still went live. It worked. We got the message and we got to hear. So if God's moving upon your heart, and I'm praying about this, well, we help Van and Jane Bloss. They go out on the missions field for Ames. We bless them
financially, but you know, if the Lord ministers to me, we'll pray as a church. We might do more. But if the Lord moves on your heart an offering that you want to sow into a mission field, Ames, you can go to right to the website, or I'd tell you just get with Lisa, or Linda Hansen's here with us this morning. She's the dean of administration at our school. If you want to do something in your heart above here, check with Lisa, because there's all kind of ways that you can be a sender. If you can't go, you can finance somebody to go. But I don't just want to let you know that Lisa, man, she's got a heart, and we appreciate everything you did for that movie night and for Ames. She has a heart for people. She's just waiting, Lord, where's the people? Amen. She's like, but she's not giving up. See, she's a mother too. Mothers, they just don't give up. Dad, sometimes we're like, well, we're going to the next thing. I'm not giving up on God, but you know, if something, I got so many to-do things around my house, to-do lists, I'll be doing things till Jesus comes back. Because you get one thing done, but there's something, mama's got another to-do list, and I'm like, well, but I find myself helping other people get their things done. It's kind of like my things get undone, but Lord, send the rain. Send the people to help me get my stuff done. And y'all know I want some bamboo off the back of my property. That's my neighbors. I don't like bamboo. They fall over and they get in your way and they knock your fence down. But compared to somebody not knowing Jesus, Lord, I pray that my neighbors know Jesus. What's more important? Where's your priority at? Amen. So this Mother's Day, remember these stories that were told. And remember your mother. If she's living, if she's not living, she's with Jesus. We're going to see them again one day. My wife's mother, she was a blessing. My mom's still living, but her mom, Amelia, she's passed on. We were just talking about her because in her latter days, she would come over here and Sherry's working, I was working. She'd come over and she'd help do our laundry. Man, we missed that because somebody came to her. I ain't going to talk about it. My wife don't want me to talk about that. But she helped out with our laundry. You know, I kind of made sure back then my laundry wasn't too. I tried, you know, when somebody else is doing your laundry, you're kind of like, well, we won't go there either. I was buying more. I didn't want her to see all my dirty socks. I'm like, boy, this boy got some dirty socks. So I'd go buy me some new socks. That way they weren't quite as dirty. But she was a blessing. She could cook. She could make those homemade yeast rolls, Jackie. And amen. But mothers are a blessing sent from God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I think we're just going to unhook right there. Thank God for Peggy, for Sherry sharing her story this morning. Let's just take a little bit of time. Let's just pray. You know, we pray silently. You know, I think for the gifts of the Spirit that move, let's just take a little bit of quiet time. I'm sure there's some music we'll play back here, but let's just, mothers that's gone on to be with the Lord, if you know somebody in their family that's having a rough time, let's just pray. And let's do the other one. Read the, there's another one there. It's just music. But Father, I just thank you. We thank you today. We thank you, Lord, for the message, for the words that came forth today, Father. And we just want to honor you for honoring us with blessed mothers in this church and in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just worship you and thank you. Thank you, Lord, for those mothers. All mothers around the world, Lord, for giving us Eve. She was the mother of all living. That, Lord, one day we'll see, all of us will see her. We'll see our mother. And we'll tell her, thank you. Thank you for bringing us into the world. Because if it hadn't been for her, Lord, wouldn't none of us be here. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. We worship you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for all the mothers that are in this church today, Lord. You know their needs. And, Lord, you've seen their faith that they have demonstrated of teaching their children and their children's children, Lord. And I just speak a special blessing over all the mothers today, Lord, that no matter what battles may be raging, Lord, that you are for them, that you love them. Your love is unconditional. And, Father, I just thank you right now for great grace upon all the mothers in this place today, Lord, that whatever they've been seeking and desiring, Lord, they've been faithful to you, Lord, that I command the devil to get out of their way right now in the name of Jesus, that your best days are yet ahead. The prayers that you pray, have prayed, and are praying, God's heard every one, and his word won't return unto him empty or void or without lacking power. So, Father, I just encourage the mothers today to continue to pray and continue to speak blessings, what they want to see happen in their children and children's lives, that, Lord, that seed, Lord, speaking seeds of blessings right now, continually over their children and children, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, that you're faithful to bring that harvest, to bring that salvation, to bring that redemption, to bring that turning in the family and the homes, Lord, because your desire for the family is to be together, unified in one spirit, in your name, Jesus. And we command the devil to get out of families right now, trying to destroy families in this church. We bind you, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus, that you have no authority over the word of God. And I speak forth by the Spirit of God. I call these families together and powerful and serving you, Lord Jesus. That whatever stands against them, that the devil has lied to them right now, I command those lies to fall to the ground. That they will not slumber nor sleep, but the word of God will arise. The seeds will bring forth that fruit of love and joy and peace in those homes and in those families right now in the name of Jesus. And I speak against division right now, against offenses, anything that's keeping people from serving you, Lord, and from loving one another. We just speak against that right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your supernatural peace. Thank you, Lord, for your word of blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your church arising and being the church in this nation. And we just thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you need special prayer this morning, I'd ask, be glad to pray with you, agree with you. Yes. Amen. Amen, brother. You ready for that shot?
I'm ready for a shot of Jesus.
Shot of Jesus. All right. Hey, we're going to thank God for the doctors. Yes. But first of all, we give honor and glory to Jesus like we heard. He's our healer.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
So when you going in?
Tuesday. It's supposed to be Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
And but, you know, I've been all this 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. What do I expect you to do? Well, I guess, well, you know, I've been healed. Mm-hmm. It's nowhere near what it was.
Right.
But still there.
Amen.
But, you know, I can see on that MRI what the trouble is. That's exactly where they're going to give me this precision shot.
Mm-hmm.
To make some room around that nerve or some press.
Amen. All right.
But just like Sherry said, I know God can do anything. God,
yes, he. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes.
And I know I have faith.
Mm-hmm.
I declare the word of the Lord. I know I'm healed by Jesus' strength. I've already been healed.
Amen.
So, and I've been declaring it. And I've been praying over here with other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I say, I'm getting around. I'm working on doing things. I need to be doing. So, this, I feel led, you know, to go and see this thing through.
Amen. That's right. So glory to God.
That's going to happen Tuesday for Lord willing.
Amen. So amen.
I appreciate your prayers.
Yep.
Because that's a man doing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be just right. You've got to be in the right spot because there's a lot of nerves in there and you don't want to
That's right.
Miss.
Amen.
Miss the mark.
Keep it tight and keep it right.
That's yes. Right. So I want you to pray for me.
Amen. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. All the prayers of the saints right now, Lord. We thank you for that peace right now that you guide the doctor's hands, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we're not against doctors. We're against evil.
Yes.
We're against the devil that's trying to keep us from fulfilling our course and destiny. And it will not happen to Randy. He's going to run his race and finish his course.
Right.
Yes. And he's going to finish it totally healed, he says.
Yes.
Totally healed,
yes.
Devil. So we decree it not by what I said. It's what Jesus said.
Thank you.
By the stripes that was put on his back, Randy.